What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Start with 7:58 a.m., 2:22 p.m., 11:47 and 8 seconds. Get reliably fast internet all day long. Plans start at $69.95 a month. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business.
Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play 2 rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their 3 lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddy's package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their 3 legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to enjoy their Memorial Day specials running May 22nd through the 26th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
There's an old saying,
Riz,
there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Check out Menards' spring catalog for the best deals on lawn and garden supplies. Save big on trimmers, tillers, lawn seed, and more. Create your dream garden and landscaping with shredded rubber mulch. This natural-looking ground cover is made from 100% recycled rubber, so it won't decay or attract insects. Plus, it can cover 9.6 square feet. Available in a redwood color, a bag is just $8.88.
Save big money at Menards.
For business.
CBS Tonight.
Hawks fans, as the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It's 1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. It's no secret the Blackhawks entered the Western Conference Final short on defensemen, but Ducks head coach Bruce Boudreau insists his team strategy wasn't to pick on David Rundblad.
Nothing at all. I mean, quite frankly, I didn't pay much attention. I'm too worried trying to get proper lines out against their guys that to worry about how their guys are playing. I mean, I'll watch the tape tomorrow and I'll look at it, but during the course of the game, I'm pretty focused on our group and what we're doing and who's going up and who's on next and who they're going to put on rather than what their guys are doing out on the ice.
Boudreau's Ducks 4-1 winners in yesterday's opener of this series, courtesy of a fantastic effort from goalie Frederik Andersen. He stopped 32 of 33 Blackhawks shots. Will the Lightning be able to salve King Henrik? Tonight they get another shot. Game 2, Tampa Bay visits the New York Rangers. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. Meantime, Flyers hired Dave Haxtell as their new head coach. Spent the last 11 years as the head coach at North Dakota. A successful week for Chicago baseball. Our two clubs going 11-2 combined. White Sox wrapped up a 5-1 road trip, a sweep of the A's. Tonight they've got the Indians in town. Great pitching matchup. Chris Sale against Corey Kluber. Sox enter the game at .500 for the first time this year. Cubs went 6-1 on their homestand despite having their win streak snapped with a 3-0 loss in the finale to the Pirates. They're off tonight. Jason Hamill takes the ball when they visit the Padres in the opener of a series tomorrow. Also, the Marlins hired Dan Jennings to be their manager. He was the team's GM. In football, former Notre Dame quarterback Everett Golson expected to announce his transfer decision in the next 48 hours, according to ESPN. Florida State reportedly the frontrunner to land Golson for his final collegiate season. And you heard Dan Bernstein's report earlier today. Tensions between Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler contributed to the Bulls' Game 6 defeat to the Cavaliers last Thursday night. You can read it at 670thescore.com. He says the two guards both wanted to be the team's alpha dog on offense. Scoreboard update brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois' Graduate School. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. And breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a dollars. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight at 6:35, Sox and Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jordan Burnfield. Nice to have you here. Caught a little of Jordan last night. Talking some Chicago baseball right here on the score. Yeah, man. It's good. It's good times. Interesting times for baseball all of a sudden. White Sox giving you a couple of signs.
I just need them to keep playing bums. Just bring the cavalcade of bums.
Yeah. They get a kick of the ball all over the place.
Brewers, A's. I need more bums in my life.
Well, here comes Cleveland. Two real pitchers, though. Kluber tonight, Trevor Bauer tomorrow.
Kluber was getting his junk handed to him
for a long damn time. Yeah.
You know, you paused there, and that was nice.
Yeah. Until last start, he had been really bad.
Terry thought of you earlier when we talked about Dick York and Dick Sargent.
Oh, yeah, both. Two of my dicks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I said that, you know, you got to be careful when you're swapping them out, that you can't just assume that nobody's going to notice when you swap them out.
Anybody got the weather?
There was no difference between them.
Well,
I don't really remember how it was covered by the television media or the critics at the time.
Cared.
I don't know how hard anybody critiqued Bewitched.
Well, you can't swap one. If you swap one for another, I mean, she notices. She would have noticed.
No, I don't think she would have.
Okay. I mean, I...
Really? Oh, Elizabeth Montgomery.
Anyway, what a great day it is.
Yeah, it's a glorious day. We talked
glorious
to Brent
day.
Brent Sopel today and enjoyed that very much from 120
Brent
Sopel
good?
Yeah, he's good, man, and he knows his stuff, too, and he can take a joke and twirl a mustache. So we like
it. And he's just Canadian enough. He gives you a boat and a gainst and a little bit of that.
And not too far. Not too far. Dan Hayes from Comcast Sportsnet.
Too Canadian. You
never go full Canadian.
No, you can't.
Nobody goes full Canadian.
Anytime I hear like P.K. Subban or Jamal Mayers talk, I'm like, man. They Canadianized them brothers.
Well, and Subban's
pretty sure they were born that way.
Yeah. Subban's like Canadian Jamaican.
You heard his brother Malcolm?
Mm-mm.
No, I'm not joking. His brother, his name is Malcolm Subban.
Okay.
Malcolm Jamal. Right. Muhammad Subban and all the boys, the whole Subban
his
clan.
His name is Pernell, right?
Tiki and Tiki Subban.
Virgil Subban. Yeah.
And LaTanya Subban.
Oh, shit.
Thank you to Eddie Olczyk as well. Good stuff from Eddie today on the physicality. Freakness? Yeah, no. But on the physicality of that series and just the Hawks' defensive issues as well. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris are the producers. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Joe Maddon tomorrow at noon, among other things. We really didn't talk much Cubs from over their weekend.
Yeah, we did. I talked about your boy maybe having a good homestand and saying, you know what, I'm dehydrated, I'm sick.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bryant.
Yeah. I talked about Chris Bryant finding his way out that game.
Was that baseball? Might have had a late night kind of thing.
Summer flu.
Jason suggesting some.
No, I'm just saying, if it's either you're really sick or you had a really good night out. It's nowhere
allowed.
That's what I said.
It's baseball,
and he's had a hell of a homestand.
He showed up.
He enjoys it.
He was there.
Two at bats.
I'll tell you my favorite moment from watching any Cubs over the weekend. Addison Russell made a few great defensive plays.
The
that
leaps.
Dude, that leap on that play in shallow center.
Mm-hmm.
But when John Lester got out of the seventh, a very benevolent strike zone, by the way, for both
screaming. Yeah,
but John Lester. Just pumping it. It's so excited. So genuine emotion.
He's been damn good the last few starts.
Yeah, he has been good, and he wants to be good.
He really wants to be that guy.
Better be.
I know he better be. But sometimes you sign a guy who better be and who doesn't give a crap. It's nice when you actually sign a guy who better be and wants to. Yeah. Really, really wants to.
This segment is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Dan Bernstein, your piece on 670thescore.com, CBS Local. I shared it on my Facebook page, shared it on my Twitter. A lot of traction. And some of the things Friday when I came in here and we were all like, what's going on here? And I mentioned Jimmy Butler running to spots where you just look weird and go, that ain't where the offense is supposed
to
be.
With the shot clock at 18.
Yeah, going to post up right in front of
Go back and watch that tape.
That's
Watch the tape.
When we were all going crazy about it, Speak's first question was, why was Derek so passive or why wasn't he shooting? I'm like, well, a couple of those three straight possessions.
We went and asked for it.
Right there. Like, he's posting up like that's Troy Hudson or somebody throwing him the ball.
But it's the response. It's the response. And the response is, instead of his passive aggressive.
No, I got you.
All right, you want to be the dude? All right. Go ahead, dude. Do your thing. Go do your thing. Where other guys would say, no. We're going to run the play, and if somebody would lead the team, you also have a coach who just doesn't care enough about offense that if something like this happened on the defensive end, he'd be all over it. He'd be making substitutions. He'd be screaming at guys. He'd be calling timeout. He'd be making all sorts of reassignments.
I would agree
but
with
on
you.
Offense, it's just not in his nature to do it when it involves the offense. Mm-hmm. So you've got a couple things going on here. You have the X and O issue, but more you have a point B to point C NBA coaching issue. This is easily solved. This is easily solved by a communicator.
See, that's and I'm so glad you brought that up because
Speaks
and I
were talking about
Scott Brooks, and this, I have this on very good authority from several people. Scott Brooks, and now his ass is fired because of it. Kinda, he never ever sat Russell Westbrook down and sat Kevin Durant down in the same room and defined roles for them. He never had that conversation with them.
That's a great point because I never saw a thing change in their dynamic.
All they did was stand around.